When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Kingdom Life with Prophetess Amandis Porter. This show is designed to feed and nourish kingdom leaders to reflect the heart of God. Listen and be blessed.
Good morning, and welcome to Kingdom Life. This is Apostle Amandis Porter. For those of you who didn't know, I got consecrated into the apostleship about 2 weeks ago. So I will be updating that pretty soon. Today, I am glad that you tuned into the show, and we're going to be talking about a very important topic. Since we did the Kingdom Identity series, I really have been seeking the Lord about what to teach kingdom leaders that is vital for this time and season. And I just thought about many things that are important in the body of Christ. And taking responsibility in the kingdom of God is a very vital to our walk as kingdom leaders, Christians, and just in the body of Christ at large. I believe it's very important. So today we're going to be talking about taking responsibility in the kingdom of God. I want you to get your paper. I want you to get your ink pens, get your Bible, tell a friend, and get ready, because we're going to go right into the Word, and we're going to dig deep. Some things you might want to say out to, but it's going to be great. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Today, we're going to be talking about taking responsibility in the kingdom of God. Our key verse is going to be Galatians 6, verses 4 and 5. And I want you to read this. Well, you can look at it in the King James Version, but I'm going to read it from the Message Bible because it really broke it down, and I think it really will speak volumes to us. Today we're going to be exploring what God requires of us as kingdom leaders. Not just as kingdom leaders, but as Christians, as believers, however you want to put it, all of us have a responsibility in the kingdom of God, and we want to go into some things that God requires of us. Galatians 6, 4, and 5 says this: make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. That's pretty heavy right there. And I want us to know that each and every one of us has value in the kingdom of God. And we have a major responsibility to God concerning our lives, ministry, families, and destinies. As Christians, a lot of times it doesn't dawn on us that God holds us responsible for having Jesus and for him giving us wisdom and knowledge from God. God does hold us responsible for our lives, our talents, and our abilities, and the callings that he has put on our life. One day, we're going to have to get an account of what we have done with those things that God has given us. So let's define the word responsibility. Responsibility means liable to be required to give an account as one's actions or of the discharge of a duty or trust involving personal accountability or ability to act without guidance or superior authority. No one should have to remind you, being a source or cause, able to make moral or rational decisions on one's own or therefore answerable for one's behavior, able to be trusted or depended upon, reliable, based on or characterized by good judgment or sound thinking, having the means to pay debts or fulfill obligations, required to render accounts answerable. That's a whole lot. So that should tell you that in having a kingdom responsibility, we have a lot to be responsible for. And we are to take very seriously what God puts in our hands, in our path to do. I want us to know that we have a responsibility before God. And I see that a lot of times many of God's people live like they don't have a responsibility. And I just want to read some statistics to you. Did you know 4,000 new churches begin each year, and 7,000 churches close? Over 1,700 pastors leave the ministry every month, and over 3,500 people leave church a day. Can this be? Because many Christians are feeling that they have no responsibility. And as the church, we need an awakening of responsibility in our lives. Now, in the text that I read in Galatians, Paul is speaking to the Galatians and tells them that you have work to do. Now that God had saved them, he was telling them, you have work and you must take responsibility for the calling, the work, and the purpose that God has given you. Responsibility as a Christian, as a leader, as a mother, as a father, as a teenager. It doesn't matter what your walk in life is. You have a responsibility to do the will of God. And I know this is a fight in our generation, because a lot of people feel like I can do whatever I want to do. And that goes across the board. We even have some Christian ministers and leaders and people in ministry that feel like they don't have to be accountable to anyone. And unfortunately, the devil has this generation thinking that it doesn't matter if you're faithful or loyal and responsible. And it does matter, especially as a believer, as a Christian leader, as a Christian itself. And we have to know that many Christians and leaders think it's okay to stay at home and take a day off, or just take time and leave their responsibility and leave, per se, souls hanging in the balance. But people are going to hell every day. So we've got to take our responsibility seriously. We're living in a generation that's one of the smartest and most intelligent, but when we look at the flip side of that, it's also one of the laziest in history, because we don't have to work like we used to work because there's so much technology. There are so many easy ways to do things. So people are convinced that I can do whatever I want, and also thinks that it's automatically going to happen. We live in a day where everything is automatic. Everything is so quick, done, you know, there's instant gratification for so many things. So it's like the limits have been taken off of following, you know, what you say. You know, it's kind of like, listen to what I say, but you don't have to follow my walk. Don't look at what I do, just listen to what I say. Don't look at my lack of responsibility, but look at my words. But the truth of the matter is, whatever is in your heart is coming out. And whatever in your heart should match up with your walk and your responsibility. We should be able to practice what we preach, or preach what we practice, either way. You shouldn't be preaching what you don't practice, to really, really, really know that God is holding us responsible. He wants us to show up in our ministries. He wants us to have accountability. And even those that are not in ministry, and you might say, I'm not doing anything in here for God, but if you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you have a responsibility to be a witness for God, to be a minister of reconciliation. There's a purpose and a plan that God has for your life. And you even have responsibilities to seek that out and find out what it is. We have so many just major responsibilities. We've got to keep it. We've got to maintain it. And we should have conviction about it. So the question is, just what is our responsibility as Christians? One of them is, we are to be kingdom ambassadors. We are to be God's ambassadors. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. Let's define ambassador. Webster defines ambassador as an official of the highest rank sent to represent his government in a foreign country. an official of the highest rank, did you know that we as Christians are official of the highest rank? God has given you a responsibility. He has called you an ambassador. We are to represent his kingdom. And as ambassadors, we are to represent Jesus' present world. We are to go and share the gospel with others. This is the message that God has entrusted to us. We have express and firsthand knowledge of what the world is in desperate need of. I always think about how we are the go-between between heaven and earth. We have been chosen to spread the message to every sinner, to people you come in contact with. But the question is, are we failing as ambassadors for Christ? Are we doing the job that God has appointed us to do? And we have to know that if we don't, there are dire consequences for poor performance. When we think about how many of us have ever had a performance review at our job, you normally get it about once a year, or for some they may get it every 6 months. And most of the time, if you just started your job, you get it in 90 days. Our performance reviews as ambassadors for Christ will come only one time. God will judge us one time. So we have to know this is serious, and the responsibility is serious, and we must take it seriously. Romans 14 and 12 tells us, so then each of us will give an account of himself to God. And then tells us again in 1 Corinthians 3, 13 through 15, he talks about his work being shown because the day will bring light to what we have or have not done. There will be some that will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If he has built, he survives, and he receives the reward. But if his works get burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but he'll only escape through the flames. And I know all of us don't want to barely escape the flame. So that just tells you the seriousness of what God is calling us to do. I want us to see that we have a responsibility. As leaders, you have a responsibility to people you are leading. It's not a light thing. As ministry workers, you have a responsibility to those you are helping. As people in the church, we have a responsibility to do the work of God. I say this because it's scary at times when you see the mindset or the way people live and serve God like they have no responsibility, but they have a responsibility to God and to God's people and to the kingdom of God. We have to know that pastors are not the only ones with the responsibility. All of us have a responsibility. So my question is, how is your responsibility in the kingdom? Some may say, I don't have any. And some probably never stop to think about what your responsibility is. But I promise you, God has called you to something. we have to think about, just like we think about the responsibility at our jobs. If you came to work every day and you took on no responsibility for your job, you would get fired because you wouldn't be doing anything. You can't go to your job and just stand around and do nothing. So that means we have come into the kingdom. God has saved us. He's paid a price for our sins. We are justified. We have been put in a position as if we've never done anything. We have been put in right standing with God. So now we have a responsibility to God, and he's going to hold us accountable for that responsibility. We have a responsibility in kingdom that if we don't do it, think about a lot of things that may be lost. If I didn't take responsibility for my job, I would be fired. If I didn't take responsibility in my marriage, it would be ruined. If we didn't take responsibility for our bills, that means our household needs would fall apart. If we don't take a responsibility to our children, our families would fall apart. Responsibility is even greater when it comes to God, because everything hinges on that. I'm going to let you think about that, and I'm going to take another break, and we're going to come back with more. I'll be back. Well, I'm just going to continue because I think we're having a little trouble with our system here.
Working for my good. for grace. I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. So prophesy, I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to.
All right, we're back. If you're just tuning in, you've tuned in to Kingdom Life with Apostle Alandis Porter on the Release the Word radio network. We have been talking about the responsibility of kingdom in the kingdom of God. We are talking about our responsibility as kingdom leaders. We're talking about our responsibility as Christians and as believers, even those as laymen. We're talking about just our responsibility, period. Because what happens is the kingdom suffers a lot of loss because we lack the seriousness of our responsibility. Because men and women can't be counted on because of the lack of responsibility. Men and women can't be used because of lack of responsibility. And guess what? Satan knows that. Let's look at the responsibility we have. 1 Peter 4, 2 through 5 says this. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do. Living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They think it strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation, and they heap abuse on you, but they will have to give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. The Bible goes on to further tell us in 1 John 2 and 17, the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. So when we live for God and we do his will, we have eternal life. We no longer are lost. And that's the price that Jesus paid for us. He paid the price so we could have an eternal life. But we have to know that we have a God-given responsibility. I love this particular verse that I'm about to read, but it really, it'll be an encouraging word. I know this has been a hard word to hear, know that it's just as hard for the teacher as it is for the student. Because the word is to me first and then to you. So I'm saying ouch to with you. Because it lets me know that we've got to come up and we've got to really do the work. We can't just talk, live it. We've got to do it. We've got to teach it. We've got to speak it. We've got to pray it. It's just so many things that we're required to take responsibility for. We're not just skating through life once we receive Christ in our hearts and in our lives. This is what the Bible says about us as kingdom ambassadors, as Christian, as believers in Christ Jesus. The Bible calls us in 1 Peter 2, 9, and 10, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. we must declare the praises of God. We are a royal priesthood. As joint heirs with Christ and a part of the royal priesthood, we are officials of the highest rank, representing the government of the kingdom of God. And this is in a world where we are foreigners, because I love, this was one of my preacher friends at the time, he made this statement and I never forgot it. He said, we are spiritual beings dominating this human experience, because if we are going to be a reflection of who God is and reflect who he is and be imitators of Christ, that means we are to be led by the Spirit, and we are spiritual beings if we are created in his image and in his likeness. So that would mean that we are foreigners of this world. We are set apart. We are peculiar people. We are foreign to the world system because we have been redeemed, and we have been called to represent Jesus, to show the world that God is alive. God really goes into detail about, excuse me, who we really are, and a lot of what he calls us to be in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, verses 1 through 9. You can read that when you get opportunity. And if you read it in the NIV version, it really breaks it down. But in those verses, it lets us know that it's our responsibility to be watchmen to the world. This is the Old Testament word for ambassador, watchman. God is telling us in Ezekiel that we are to warn the wicked, the lost, of the consequences of sin. And that consequence is what verse 8 says. O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. We have to take responsibility to tell the lost the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We all have responsibilities at home. We have responsibilities at work. We even have responsibilities at play. If you're on a ball team, you're going to have responsibility to defeat that other team. And as Christians, it is our responsibility to share Jesus with the world. I was looking through the dictionary, and I found in the front of it Daniel Webster, who wrote the dictionary. He said, what would you consider to be the greatest single thought that ever occupied your mind? Without any hesitation, he answered, the greatest single thought that ever occupied my mind is that one day I will have to give an account of myself to Almighty God. We want these words to be spoken over our area of responsibility when we come and stand before God. And that is found in St. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. And it says, his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. I pray that our lives are lived with a responsibility toward God. I pray that this message will be a sobering message that will awaken you and shake you to know. If you're in ministry, don't take it lightly. Show up. Don't stay at home. People are counting on you. If you are not in ministry, get responsibility and let's do the will of God together. Workers are needed. The harvest is ripe. but we need laborers. You got to have people to go out and tell people about the gospel. If you are a leader of a ministry, don't take your position lightly. What you do affects the kingdom. As responsible leaders, we will have to uphold Christ until he comes back. Even then, he will give us new ones when we get to heaven. Know this. Christ took on responsibility. What about us? Will you take it up? Will you renew it? Will you grab it? Will you keep it? I love this quote. I don't remember who it's by, but it says, do all you can for as long as you can with as many people as you can for as long as God gives you, you can. Because that's what we live for. We want to do the will of God until there's no breath left in our body. Until we are caught up to meet Jesus. We want to be found working, doing what God called us to do, what he put us in this earth realm for. We don't want our dreams and the visions that God gave us to die and go to the grave with us. But we want to live them out. We want to walk them out. So I'm going to say a short prayer because I want this word to be sealed in our hearts. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you because we have a whole different revelation of what you require and what you make us responsible for as kingdom leaders, as kingdom ambassadors, Christians, as lay members, as believers in Christ Jesus. You have given us a mighty task to be a witness to the world. And Lord, we ask that you would allow the word to take root in our soul, in our heart today, Father. Lord, don't let the enemy steal it from us, but let it be sealed. We bind the enemy that would come to steal the word from us, and we send you to a dry place in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you would allow this word to take root in us, that we would walk it out, and we would be those living epistles known and read of men. That we would be effective in the work that you've given us, and we would do it with joy and with excellence, Father, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to do it raggedy. We don't want to just throw it together, but we want to do it as unto you, and we want to do it in the spirit that you would do it. So we ask that you would give us your sight, give us your heart, give us your attributes, Father, so that we can represent you well and make you a proud papa on the earth. And it is in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. We ask that you would bless every hearer, allow them to walk out your word, speak your word, live your word, talk your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank you for tuning in today, and until next time, keep living in full effect for the King. God bless.
If you were blessed by this program and would like to learn more about our products and services, connect with us on Facebook at Kingdom Advancement Global Ministries. Follow us on Twitter at KAG Ministries or visit us on the web at KAGMinistries.com.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.